Now turn to Section 3. Section 3. You will hear a student, Penny, talking to two friends, Ray and Louise, about a television competition Ray has entered called Travel Documentary. Before you hear the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Hi, haven't seen you two in ages. What have you been up to?
Hi, Penny. Ray is really excited. He's just been shortlisted for Travel Documentary. He could be off travelling around the world for 3 months.
Travel Documentary? What's that?
You've never heard of it? Don't you watch TV?
Well, actually, no, hardly ever. Especially since I've started working on my thesis. I don't have time to breathe, let alone watch TV. So what's this all about, Ray?
Well, actually, it's a competition run by Public TV. It involves my two great loves, travel and filmmaking.
Is it that program where people are sent around the world making documentary videos? I have heard of it. Fantastic! So you've been chosen.
Not yet. I'm one of 34 selected for an interview next week, so I've made it through the first cut.
Yeah, there were over 200 applicants from around the country. Pretty amazing, hey?
Well, I've been lucky so far.
What's the next stage?
13 are chosen from the interview to do a 4-week training course in documentary filmmaking. Then, the 8 finalists get sent off with a video camera to travel around the world.
Sounds incredible. What's the catch?
The catch is that every 2 weeks, you have to send in a 10-minute video from a different part of the world. It's broadcast on TV along with the work of 3 of the other competitors and judged by a panel of experts and the TV audience. So you're under a lot of pressure.
Wow, I guess so. You mean you're on television every 2 weeks?
Yep, that's right. But first I have to be selected.
Do you have to have any filmmaking experience to apply?
Some background in photography or video making helps, but you're not supposed to be an expert. In fact, you can't apply if you've already worked in filmmaking. We all get the same 4-week course, so we start with the same skills.
Can you go anywhere in the world you want?
Each competitor makes up his or her own travel plans and has to get them approved.
Before the conversation continues, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now, as the conversation continues, answer questions 27 to 30.
Have you talked with anyone else who has done it?
As a matter of fact, just last week, I met Sarah Price, a girl from here who did it last year.
What did she have to say about it?
She said it was the most amazing experience of her life, but it was really tough at times.
I think you'd have to be really brave to take off like that alone with so much responsibility. It's not like going on a holiday, is it?
No. 2 weeks in a country often where you can't speak the language to find a story, film it, organise all the editing. Then you're off to a completely different part of the world to start all over again. Pretty exhausting, but exciting too.
What a way to see the world.
What about Sarah Price? Did she have any bad experiences?
She said the worst part was when she got some mysterious fever in Mongolia and thought she might have to be sent home. Fortunately, it got better, but she said it was scary to feel really ill when you're alone so far away.
So what made you want to apply?
When I saw the program on TV a while ago, I thought, this is for me. I've always wanted to travel, but needed to work for a year before I could even think about it. Then a new series started up. I thought, now's my chance.
Don't you think you'll be lonely?
I don't think I'll have time to be homesick. I'm more worried about having too much to do and not enough time to get things organised.
So we might be watching you on television in the next few months.
I hope so, if I'm lucky.
When will you know for sure?
They choose the final eight in March. A month later, you're on your way.
So do you have to pay anything?
Nothing. It's all paid for. Course, camera, flights, accommodation and in-country travel. The budget is pretty tight though. No extras.
I sure hope you get it. Then I'll be finding time to watch at least one program on television every week.
That is the end of section 3. You have half a minute to check your answers.